Kansas City.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, hi. My car was charged today. You guys took 56.47 off my car. It says some a meter was purchased, and that's not me.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
60477. 60477? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's that shit. Yeah, I did it today.
What was your first and last name?
Deja Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you put it on? And then what was your mailing address?
My email address is S.
No, your like your mailing address. Like your shipping address.
15927. Westway Walk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm at DC. There was an order that was placed for a foot massager. Do you recall placing that order?
Mm-mm.
Do you recall if you did the initial shipping handling for it, the $7.95?
No.
Yes, I'm so if you don't recall placing that order or doing that shipping handling charge, I can have this account canceled. However, I'd have to have you transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay.
Regarding the current charge. So give me 1 moment to cancel, and then I can have you transferred over.
Okay.
Yes, Sam, I did go ahead and cancel this account. That stops any future billings before I transfer you over to fraud. We'd have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously and we'll prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify you didn't authorize the $7.95 shipping handling for the foot massager.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, Sam, I'm going to go ahead and have you transferred over now. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you.